Hello, bitches. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite mindset coach and host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find that inspiration, the practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take a leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. You guys, listen, bitch. Okay. This is take five. I literally have started recording this five times and I'm having to, what is the word? I feel like I'm holding back, and I'm doing that because I'm genuinely trying to be sensitive in a way that I don't know how to do it. Okay. That's the thing. I'm struggling, you guys. I'm so fucking happy that Trump made it into the presidency. Is voting anyone else's business? No, but I seriously prayed for this. I prayed for this because I have nurtured my relationship with God. I am building a relationship with Christ. And this administration represented my core ethics, my values, my beliefs better than anything. Okay. Now, at the end of the day, is Trump my savior? Absolutely not. Okay. That's up for Christ. But in the meantime, can God give us a second chance at doing the right thing in life? If you've never read the Bible, like, just Google the story Sodom and Gomorrah, like how fucked up the world was before he decided to demolish it. Okay. I'm at the point where I was just literally praying for a Hail Mary, like, God, please. Okay. Give us another chance and let us not take this for granted. Okay. So I am at peace, and I want to tell you guys, because I know everyone's like, of course you are, you're person one. Well, it's not just that. I mean, even if this would have gone the other way, I want to remind you, okay, because I wasn't happy Biden was president, but guess what? Him being president did not affect who I was as a person. It did not affect who I was as I was stepping into my potential. He didn't affect who I was as a wife, didn't affect who I was as a mom. Now, are there some economic benefits to what the president can do for us? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, okay, and this is where I want to try to be sensitive, because when it came to voting this time, it was very obvious that there are people that are still in my life that we do not align with core ethics and values. We just don't. And I'm not one of those people of like, we can agree to disagree. Because I would never agree that killing a baby is okay. Like, it's not in me. At the core of who I am, it's not in me. I'm never going to agree that mutilating a kid so they can change from a physical boy to a physical girl, I'm not going to be okay with that. I'm just not. And I don't have respect when that is something that people are screaming and crying for. It actually like breaks my heart. Okay. God literally says, I knew you before I formed you in the womb. You had a purpose. You have a purpose. I mean, literally, with reading the Bible this year, I'm almost done. December 31st is my last entry in the Bible for the season I'm in. And there was a point in time that when Jesus was going to be born, I mean, the devil was working hard to get all the babies murdered, right? That was a thing. And I feel like we're like repeating that, and it breaks my heart, you know? And I know everyone's going to bring up all of these arguments, and that's okay. That's why we have different values. That's why we have different beliefs. If we were all the same, life would be absolutely boring. Absolutely boring. But there are a lot of things that I would never be okay with, okay? The sex trafficking, the pedophilia rings, like Hollywood pedophilia, just, it's everywhere. These kids have been groomed and chosen and just manipulated. And it's sickening to me. I'm not okay with that. And I'm not okay with people that want to support that. I think it's horrendous. But at the end of the day, okay, remind yourself that there's not any political leader in the world who can define you and who you are as a person. So I want to help you just kind of get to that sense of self right now. That's the most important thing to do. Just get back to that sense of self. And I know this is the thing. I know most of my listeners very much align with me. If you look at any of my, you know, social media posts, very much in alignment with me. But I think there's 1 or 2% of people that could really be struggling with this. And there's no part of me that is like laughing, right? There's a part of me that's praying that you find the peace and that you could see the light at the end of the tunnel for this. Okay. So I'm praying for you to be able to see God's perspective, for you to be able to come to Christ and see where you are. So there's no part of me that wanted to wake up and gloat this morning. Okay. There was a part of me that wanted to watch, you know, the news stations and places like The View kind of lose their minds because they've been so intent on just creating this monster of a story. Okay. I mean, it's everywhere. If you look now, people are pissed because there's a felon, there's a rapist, some lady put a comment on my page. Why don't you protect your kids from the guy who walked into dressing rooms at the American pageant or some shit? I don't know. I know people are losing their fucking minds. Okay. I get that. And the media didn't help. Okay. They just continued this narrative of crazy. And I just want you guys to understand. I want you to understand that what you could do right now is focus on your core values. Start doing some reflection on what your beliefs and principles are, whether they're related to, you know, kindness, honesty, hard work, integrity. These are the things that define you, not political outcomes. So if you're really struggling right now, I want you to write down some of your core ethics. What makes you you? What makes you a good person? Your personal responsibility right now is to control your choices and your actions. If the election hadn't have gone my way, I absolutely would not have come out here screaming and crying. I wouldn't have shown people that I was upset. That gives your power away. You can control how you react here. Can a president influence policies and national trends? Absolutely. But your individual character, your decisions, and your impact on those around you, that is what truly defines you. You are responsible for how you treat other people and how you live your life. It genuinely, sitting here as I'm recording the fifth time trying to do this podcast, I'm praying for everyone that's hurting right now. I'm praying for them to see that God is so much bigger than any of this, that he is there and that he sees you for who you are beyond who you think you have to pretend to be. And he doesn't make mistakes. You are perfectly made in his image. And if you're struggling with something on the inside, the only way you're going to get answers is if you continue to look in the mirror. And it's not about projecting blame. It's not about feeling this desperate, you know, thing. You think Kamala was going to save you or change something in your life or make you feel something different on the inside? That's no more going to happen than it is for anybody who voted for President Trump. It just doesn't work like that. You've got to get you right. What kind of person are you? What kind of spouse are you? What kind of partner are you? Do you have peace in your home? Do you have peace in your marriage? Are you happy? Is your nervous system constantly in fight or flight? Are you always looking for ways to act out and to react, and you're always being set off? These are the things that you want to focus on. And I think it's an incredible time. Thank God the election is over. Okay. So that we can just kind of breathe now, and we won't continue to have this conversation. This is a one and done here on Brandon Lynette's Listen Bitch podcast because we're not going to beat a dead horse. I just want to remind you that you control your mindset. And the best way to shift your mindset is like, listen, bitch, we all woke up today. I woke up and I had to drive my son to school. The world didn't implode. It didn't shoot off fireworks. I wasn't floating on clouds. You know what I mean? Like we're here. So let's find some gratitude in that we all woke up. We woke up healthy and we went about our day. That's what every day from here on out is going to look like for you. You can shift your mindset by focusing on the things you're grateful for. Take a break from the politics. Literally turn off all the news, all the social media, turn everything off. Give it 30 days of just a reset. Stay the fuck off Facebook. Stay off of Instagram. Stay off of TikTok. Stay off of X. Get back to the core of who you are, because none of this defines you. When you start focusing on that shift of gratitude, it's going to remind you of the positive aspects of your life that have nothing to do with who the fuck is in charge of this country. God first. And that is going to be, that's my gratitude today for waking up and see how this went. And God first would be my decision if it didn't go our way, to know that He has a hand in everything. He has a hand in everything. There's a reason for everything. I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to continue to step in my potential. I'm not going to go start riots and start screaming at people and start telling people, you know, how much I judge them. We're going to pray for people, literally pray for people. I want to pray for peace for people that are freaking out right now. You've got the hamster wheel going inside of you, and you're the only one that can stop spinning it. Get around some people who are encouraging you to be your best self, not the people who are going to continue the tangent and fuel the fire. Get around people who don't base their worth on political affiliation. Start building up those positive, supportive relationships that are going to remind you that your value as a person is based on who you are, not who you vote for. And I want you guys to literally recognize the limits of what presidential power is. Yes, he plays a huge role in shaping policies. He plays a huge role in national direction. Remind yourself that you still have agency. You can influence your community. You can do that. If you didn't like how things turned out, then start putting the work in your community, not with anger, but with love. That's it. You can directly influence your family and the people around you more than you can influence national politics. Civic involvement at the local level, that has a more immediate and lasting impact. So if you really are upset, fucking do something. Do something. Whatever that takes to make you feel good that you're putting in action for whatever your core beliefs are. Reaffirm your growth. Acknowledge that personal growth, it's a lifelong journey. You're evolving based on your experiences, not your circumstances. Remind yourself, no president has the power to stop your personal progress. No one. No president's ever going to fully define your life's narrative. None of them. And I said the same shit when Biden got elected. Same shit. So don't come at me like, bitch, you're just happy because he's, yeah, girl, I'm happy. I am very, that's an answered prayer. I mean, my husband and I were praying. We've been praying about this for a very long time, but it was fervent praying for the night of just like, is this real? Is this really happening? I said the same thing when I wasn't happy with who Biden was, and it didn't shift my focus. It didn't shift my trajectory of growth. It didn't affect my personal journey. I still found my way to God. I still discovered that desire, the burning desire inside of me to have that relationship with Christ. Start focusing on what matters with you. Political views are going to evolve. That's it. People grow, people learn, and they shift their perspectives. My guess is that a lot of people start to find God, and that changes a lot of things. When you can focus on your adaptability and learning from experiences, even if that means changing your mind, that's how you cultivate the healthy detachment from the idea that your identity is tied to a political figure or moment, okay? Focus on what matters to you, your values, your personal growth, your relationships. And if you can't get past the idea of who is in office, start focusing on what could benefit you. What could benefit you? Don't focus on what you're afraid of, okay? Don't focus on what you're afraid of. Think about how you can benefit, like economic growth, right? Because we're looking at, you know, tax cuts that are going to help you, the working man level, okay? Deregulations, economic policies that are specifically focused on boosting businesses, keeping America, supporting America. We should have to pay a lot of extra money to get shit shipped out of China. Let's give our people jobs. Let's keep our money here and keep cycling it through America so that we can all benefit and we can all grow. That's how we get job creation. That's how the stock market starts to grow. Border security, I think everybody has come to a point where they can see that. And I mean, you could look at the polls, you can look at the Even the exit polls have talked about this. So focus on the positive of, like, we're getting back to enforcing some laws. America first. There's no country in the world where you could just hop across the border and they're going to give you money and a high five or whatever. There's some vetting. There's a vetting process. We owe that to people, to the people to have that. Not to just let criminals come through. I could see if it really was genuinely families. We've got kids being sex trafficked across the border. That's not fair. And it's men. Men coming across. It's not wives and children. What's another positive thing? We're going to stop giving our money to Ukraine. We're going to stop laundering money. We're not going to war. Babies, do you understand that your sons, and I don't care if your son's name is Amy and he's grown his hair out and has nails longer than mine. If he has a dick, he's not a chicken. He's going to war. You understand that? Like, we were going to send our kids to war. I think it's huge that we're going to be dodging that bullet. The crime in the big cities, I mean, it's going to be illegal to steal shit again. I think that's important. Not everybody is going to share your view. I know that everyone's in a different season and there's a range of reasons for your beliefs. And I've had some incredible conversations with people, even a few of my listeners here, where we don't agree. And there is a point where we can talk. And not that we see or believe each other's situations or policies or core ethics or values or beliefs. I think the most important thing is that I love some of these people and I love the things they stand for. Okay. I love that, you know, RFK is a part of the package deal because I give a shit about health. Our food is killing us. I've talked about this. I've talked about this and talked about it and talked about it. Our food is killing us. Big Pharma is a business. They don't give a fuck about you. They're going to give you medication to make money on whatever illness you have. It's not about the cure. All of that's going to be fucked up. And I'm so excited for that. You shouldn't have to go to the grocery store and see shelves and shelves of toxic poisons looking to reduce population. Not being forced to take, you know, vaccines and shots that I'm an anti-vaxxer. I have to go through hell to not vaccinate my kids all the time. There's going to be huge reform when it comes to healthcare. And I think that's huge. Huge. You really want to feel good about yourself? Then get back to health. And I'm talking to myself just as much, you guys, because I'm back on the sugar. I just want to say, I don't feel good. I genuinely am not lit up and on fire for life right now. I'm like, man, just it feels bleh, right? And I felt it today when I felt the cloud kind of lift off of me and I felt like God is listening to us, right? He's listening to us. And part of what he's saying is like, bitch, seriously, like it's time to get your shit together. I'm poisoning myself when I know the shit that's in our food. I know the stuff that's all around me. And I'm making that choice. Is it off the wagon? Off the wagon. So I'm definitely praying, you know, it doesn't matter who president is. I have a sugar addiction and I'm the only one that can decide if I'm going to continue to feed the addiction or if I'm going to cut it off, right? Only you get to decide what comes next. And I want to make sure that you feel empowered by that. It really doesn't fucking matter who the president is. And if you don't believe me, literally, I'm saying like turn off everything for the next 90 days. Turn everything off and you'll see that you're still who you are and everywhere you go, there you are. If you're a reactive person and you don't have politics around you, you'll find something else. You'll always find a trigger if you're looking for it. I want you to start recognizing that and I want you to step into the power and the potential of who you can be. I want you to see, like, if you are struggling with who you are on the inside, I never thought there were answers. I really didn't. Literally putting that on God to just say, look, I surrender. You made me in your image. There are no mistakes. And if you own that, if you own those words and you vocalize those words and you're willing to give it to him, to have that chance to discover who you are and why you're here, I think that life just gets a little easier. I could not carry the weight of everything I do if I didn't have an opportunity to give things to God. I couldn't forgive myself from the toxic hyper-independence and perfectionism and disappointments. I couldn't forgive myself for all the things if I didn't discover who Christ is in my life, what he did. All of that has lifted so much off of me. And everywhere I look, I see those answered prayers. Things I prayed for decades ago. Everywhere I look, it's happening. That's the vibration I choose. That's the level of energy I want to be on. And I want to bring you with me. He loves you just like you are in this moment. And that doesn't mean we stay the same. He accepts us, and then we make the choice to grow. I love you, babies. I do love you. I genuinely love you. And I pray for you. I pray that you find peace in this. I pray that you are showing gratitude and that we are on some level remaining humble when we know this is an answered prayer. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. Get your house in order. Get yourself right with God. And let's grow together. All right, babies. I have an interview posted for tomorrow, and I will see you next week. I love you.